Austin. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are y'all?
Doing well. Can you hear us? Okay.
Yeah, you got me good?
Yep, all good.
All righty.
We are now joined by our second place finisher in today's SpeedyCash.com 400 at Texas Motor Speedway, driver of the number 16 Hattori Racing Enterprises Toyota, Austin Hill. Austin, go ahead and walk us through that race.
Yeah, I mean, we started the race off. We were pretty good. Seemed like in traffic and the aero and stuff like that, the balance of our truck was a little bit off in traffic. So we really tried to work on that, tried to get it better throughout the race. We decided actually after stage two to pit again, and we lost some track position because we wanted to really work on the truck and try to get it a little bit better. Able to get back up through the field, missed some wrecks, stuff like that, and thought that I might have had the win there. We had a really good run off of turn four. I kind of used the lap truck as a pick and split the lap truck and Sheldon for the lead, and as soon as I got to the lead, the caution came out, and I guess the where the timing line was, we were scored in second. So, you know, if things would have happened a little bit different, that caution didn't come out, I think we would be sitting here talking to you guys in victory lane. But kind of stings a little bit finishing second, just with all the adversity that we had coming back through the field and getting back up to second. I thought we had a really good shot at it, but I guess there at the end of the race, I was kind of in a swarm of GMS trucks, and I knew that none of them were going to work with me. And the 23 pushed the two down into three, and once the two cleared me, I knew it was going to be tough to get back to them, especially when you're basically wide open around here for the first few laps. So I gave it everything I had. We gained a little bit of position going into Martinsville, but like I said, it kind of stings a little bit finishing second.
All right, we'll get right into questions. We'll start with Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Austin, did the fact that, you know, you do have some cushion in the points play into how big of chances you were going to make there at the end?
Well, once it got to the end of the race and I was battling with the two trying to get the lead, all the points and everything else kind of went out the window. I was just only focused on one thing, and that was getting the win. And I was going to do everything I could to try to get it done. Like I said, I felt like I put a really good move on him. I faked low, and I went to the high side. He drove to the bottom and got tied off of four, had to get out of it, and then I kind of used the lap truck as a pick and split them. And the caution just came out at the wrong time for me, and I knew it was going to be tough restarting on the outside lane. It seemed like a lot of guys on the outside lane were having trouble getting going. So I thought that I got through the gears good, got down on the door really good, and had a really good run down the backstretch, but there again, it just goes back to he had a teammate behind him that was able to push him and clear me, and it was kind of all said and done after that, because it was really hard to pass today with all the aero and everything else. But our ice and Toyota Tundra was still really good. I thought we had a truck that could win. It just didn't work out for us.
And, I mean, I don't know if you've been briefed yet on what happened in this race, but there's a lot of angry people. I'm curious if you're concerned about getting caught up in somebody's retaliation on Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people are angry at each other, so that's something that I'm definitely going to look for going into Martinsville. I mean, Martinsville is definitely a type of place where if you want to retaliate, that's probably the place to do it. So I think that I think it's going to be an interesting race. You got to kind of go back and watch this race, see what guys might be mad at the other guy, and just try to be as cautious as you can around them. But at the same time, you don't want to give up any positioning, because that could kind of hurt your chances at at making it to the championship round, final four. So you kind of try to balance that as much as you can. We actually had talks on the radio today, racing around a few guys that we knew had to win to get in. And, you know, we raced them hard, but we tried to give them a little bit of room just in case they were trying to drive a little bit over their head and make things happen that wasn't going to happen. So we just drove a smart race today. And we have a new package going into Martinsville that I think we're going to be pretty decent with. But time will tell when we get there, and hopefully we can go get the job done and make it into the final four at Phoenix.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll next go to Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Austin, I believe you're up 27 on the cut line, 15 on third. How comfortable is that going into Martinsville?
I don't think you can ever be very comfortable when you're going into a place like Martinsville. It's just one of those places that anything can happen. You can very easily get caught up in somebody else's mess. That's kind of one thing that happened to us last year. We were minding our own business, running inside the top five for most of the day. And next thing you know, they start wrecking up front, and we kind of just got into somebody else's mess. So you go out there, run your own race. I wish I could be sitting here talking to you guys in victory lane, especially after everything that we went through to get to where we were at, and to finish second was great. But really wanted to get a win for everybody at Toyota and Tundra being built here in Texas. I really wanted to get the job done for these guys just because they're built exclusively in Texas. And it would look really nice to have a Toyota Tundra sitting in victory lane and us not have to worry about Martinsville. But like I said, the point side of it, yeah, it's nice having those points stacked up and to have a cushion. But we really got to really get through the first two stages and try to get as many points as we can, and then we can kind of sit back and look at it and see what kind of cushion we have after the first two stages. If we have a really good cushion, we're just going to try to make it to the end of the race and then at the end obviously go for the win. But it all depends on how these first two stages of Martinsville goes.
And I know last night might not have gone as planned in the 61 car in the Xfinity Series, but I'm curious, do you feel like you're ready for a full Xfinity season given that right opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, I've felt like I've been ready for the past couple years now to run Xfinity. And, I've had some conversation with people here and there on some Xfinity stuff. But I'm just trying to make smart business decisions, especially with the age I'm at now. Just trying to really make smart business decisions. I want to stay in the sport for a really long time and, just be able to race and have fun at what I'm doing. So, hopefully it all pans out for me and I can race for a long career. Whether it's in the Truck Series, Xfinity, or Cup, I'll be happy.
Cool. Thanks, Austin.
Thank you.
All right, next we'll go to Nick Lewis with the Racing Experts. Go, Nick. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Austin, with Martinsville being at night on Friday and with the possibility of there being retaliation from today's race, do you approach your preparation any differently? With the opportunity to punch your ticket to the championship four as well?
Well, I've said it, all along throughout the season, and especially when the playoffs start, is as soon as you start changing what got you here and you start – doing things differently, that's when bad things can happen, because as soon as you start not being aggressive and not racing the way that you've been racing all season long with other guys, whether they're able to take positioning on you and you fall back a few spots, that's when bad things can happen. So I've always looked at it this playoffs especially, I've always looked at it as whatever got you here and whatever got you to this point and got you in the position you're in, just keep doing what you're doing. Just keep being aggressive on restarts and keep trying to get spots and race people hard and race people with respect. But at the same time, you got to go for those spots because, once you get single filed out on these racetracks in the Truck Series, it makes it that much harder to pass. So I feel like restarts are at an all-time high right now, just trying to get every position you can, because once it gets single filed out, it's really hard to make moves. And I think that Martinsville's kind of the same way with the engine package and the tire rule and everything that we got going on in the Truck Series right now. Once you get single filed out, it makes it really, really hard to pass each other unless your truck is just really, really, really good. Like I said, you just got to approach it the same way you've approached it all season. The guys that are going to be mad at each other, if they're racing around each other, obviously I'm going to keep an eye on that. But at the same time, if I can go up there and pass both of them and drive away from them, I'm going to do that as well.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks.
All right, we'll next go to Marty with the RLC Sports Network. Go ahead, Marty.
Thank you. Austin, great run. I want to ask you about this track. I'm pretty sure you've raced here every year since the reconfiguration in 2017. How unpredictable is this racetrack? Because it seems like from my perspective, you just never know what's going to happen at the next second.
Yeah, I mean, from the time the race started today and the time the race ended, our truck definitely went through a major swing. Our truck drove totally different than how it drove at the start of the race versus the end of the race, and had a lot of tire chatter today. I don't know if a lot of other guys did as well, but I had a really bad tire chatter once we got 10 laps into a run, and it just kind of stayed that way and persisted the whole rest of the race. And we just had to go to work and keep working on it. This track is tough, and then when you add the PJ1 down to it, it makes it that much tougher. This is one of those racetracks that I wish that they just would leave alone, just because I'd rather the guys that have faster trucks and can wrap the bottom in one and two better than the other guy. I think they're going to prevail and be able to race around them. I think that's why you saw a lot of guys today. They'd get under somebody on the inside just trying to be aggressive. Next thing you know, they got loose up under them and they got in a big wreck because everybody on the PJ1 is carrying that much more speed, and you're trying to kind of slide job the guy. But if you don't complete that slide job, then it causes a wreck. So I'm not a big fan of the, especially this track, having the PJ1 down. So I think that's why you saw a lot of wrecks today, and you saw the racing is as crazy as it was, just because everybody's fighting to get up in that top lane. But at the same time, if you have a run on somebody and you want to try to slide job them, it could cause melee like we saw today.
Thanks, Austin. We'll see you next weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Do we have any additional questions for Austin? All right. Thank you, Austin, and good luck next weekend.
Appreciate it. Thanks.